In the past three presidential elections, Nash County in eastern North Carolina has gone back and forth and back again, whisker close each time. Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton there by just 0.2 percentage point. So this week, NPR's Don Gagne paid the county a visit to see how fans of candidate Trump there are sizing up President Trump so far.
Something interesting happened when I talked to Trump voters in this battleground county in a battleground state. Ask how the president's doing so far, and the answer often begins with what they don't like. Again, these are all Trump voters. Eric Wyatt is an engineering student at the local community college.
I support what he's doing thus far. I wish he wasn't such a blowhard.
Now to Pam Mullen, the owner of a construction company in the county's biggest city, Rocky Mount. First, she praised Trump's business success, but then segued unsolicited into this.
He's just very brash sometimes, and he comes across as rude and maybe, well, I don't want to say ruthless, but just a little bit offensive to me personally.
Now to a tiny and struggling town with an optimistic name, Spring Hope. That's where I found LaVon Summer, who owns a small shop where she sells brightly painted imported Mexican pottery.
I have people that come from Winston-Salem, Virginia, Greensboro, Sanford.
How long you been in business?
Third year.
Then comes this blunt take on the new president.
Never have liked Trump, only because of his New York arrogance. I mean, I'm being honest. I mean, it is such a turnoff.
But there's also praise.
I think he's doing all right. He's doing what he said he did would do. I mean, and that's something that we don't normally see.
And one more stop, a classic stainless steel diner on Highway 64. Vietnam-era veteran and retired farmer Walter Lynn was waiting for his carryout.
So what do you got?
We got my wife, but wanted a ham biscuit.
Sweet tea?
Yeah.
Of course.
Breakfast aside, there's a big topic on Lynn's mind. Russia.
I just don't like the hobnobbing with the people that hate us, like Russia. I mean, look, Putin, he was in the KGB. He still got that mindset, and he wants the whole world to be communist. I mean, it's the whole thing.
These are Trump voters, but with a disclaimer ready. Still, should a pollster call and ask if they support Trump, the answer would be yes. Take Walter Lynn. He may critique Trump for playing nice with Russia, but he balances it off with this.
The reason I love Trump so much, he reminds me of my own self, because I'm up front. I tell it like it is, all of my life, tell it just like it is. I don't beat around the bush. And if something's wrong, I address it.
Here's something else that keeps these voters in the president's corner, that they never could have voted for Hillary Clinton. And they really do love the way Trump goes after the media and fact-checkers monitoring every early morning tweet.
They take one little snippet of something and create a huge story out of it.
That's Pam Mullen again, the business owner in Rocky Mount.
I think that a lot of the publicity that he is getting is blown way out of proportion.
She says that includes early reports of discord and disarray within the White House and stories about complaints from conservatives about the proposed replacement for Obamacare. As for what she might say to Trump today if she had the chance.
Stay the course. Keep on plugging, because so many things that he told us during his campaign affect real life people out here in the world, and keep on pressing.
And she might add, don't take the criticism from your friends personally. Don Gagne, NPR News, Rocky Mount, North Carolina.